Hello, folks. We are live. This is a live version of I'm All Over the Place, the podcast. In case you all didn't know, I have a podcast that airs on a very irregular schedule, but it is a podcast nonetheless. I'm Dara Star Tucker, and this
is Greg Bryant.
This is my partner in crime, Greg Bryant. And we are going to do a very impromptu version of the podcast just because of some weird stuff that's been happening pop culture-wise.
Absolutely.
Lately.
First of all, the podcast itself is called I'm All Over the Place
with Dara Star Tucker. So if you're not subscribed, go to Apple, go to Spotify, subscribe to the podcast. It's also on YouTube. But I will also be playing in Nashville on the 21st, I'm sorry,
of
this month in Nashville. So you can find that stuff in my at the link in my bio.
Absolutely.
And in Tulsa on the 28th.
That's right.
So link in my bio. But we want to get to what we're here to talk about. A couple of things, which is mainly the Dave Chappelle thing. Hi Arizona. I'm sure that we're live on TikTok. This is kind of a different thing for us.
Mm-hmm.
So we're doing a live on TikTok while recording kind of a bumper podcast, like a bonus podcast episode.
Again, if you're just tuning in, it's Dara Tucker. I'm all over the place. You can subscribe wherever you get your podcasts,
And
also subscribe and see the visual of the podcast on YouTube, youtube.com/Dara Tucker, right?
Yes, we want to talk about Dave Chappelle. We want to talk about Dave Chappelle because obviously we're all seeing the video and stuff that the videos that are just coming in. Someone says good morning from the Middle East. Mm-hmm. That's pretty cool. Hi,
good
Middle
morning.
East. The videos and stuff that are coming in from the dude Dave Chappelle was doing, I think it was the Netflix as a joke.
Right, at the Hollywood Bowl.
Love you too, Chubby. Whatever your name is,
Chubby Heather.
We're responding to TikTok people. If you're listening to this in podcast form, but Dave Chappelle, we're all seeing. Hi from Jersey. We're in Jersey too. Hi, we're right outside of New York. We're seeing the video that's coming in from the Hollywood Bowl.
That's
Dave
right.
Chappelle got jumped. If you all haven't seen it yet, hi Argentina, Mississippi, Dave Chappelle, Texas, got jumped while he was on stage. And of course, everyone's mind goes to the Will Smith,
right.
Chris Rock situation.
Exactly.
You know, it's like, okay, is this going to be like the new norm?
Yeah.
Where comedians have to have security.
I hope not.
Yeah. Comedians have to have security and like possibly, you know, I don't know, like a freaking guardrail in front of the stage, you know, because of weirdos.
Gentlemen dressed in all black, if you have not seen.
Bonjour.
Jumped up from the first row, it appeared.
Hi, California.
And tried to tackle Dave Chappelle in his intro. But what was definitely a different situation than what we saw at the Oscars was Dave Chappelle had an entourage, hard stage left in the back, and they let this assailant have it.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy. It was pretty crazy the way that it all went down. I mean, the dude just straight up tackled Dave. I'm sure most of y'all have seen the video by now. Knocked him to the ground. Then Dave, I mean, Dave was, you know, he's pretty tough. He got up pretty quickly and was ready to go after the dude. The dude just ran off, ran back backstage, and then was completely assaulted by comedians, security, you know, whoever was around. And they just let him have it.
Yeah. Yeah. And the arm was crazy, Brian Burton. Yeah, they folded his arm the wrong way, so much so it looked like a door hinge off its hinges.
Yeah, I Tony Baker, the comedian, said they tore that man's arm off and put it back on backwards. I mean, it looked crazy if you have seen the pictures of it. It was very disturbing. And Dave Chappelle got a few licks in. Jamie Foxx got a few licks in. There was some street justice going down is what was happening. That was straight up street justice. If you did not know, that is the way that things are handled in the streets. which brings up a real concern because it's like, you know, Dave's in the microphone yelling about like, oh, I got a few licks in and oh, they're letting this dude have it. And it's like, you know, just caught up in the moment. Hi, Lafayette, Louisiana. They're all caught up in the moment. I'm just like, y'all, Dave, you're saying this crap, and Jamie saying this crap over the microphone, there could potentially be some
directly incriminating
legal consequences,
evidence
that come from this.
But here's the real thing that I want you to talk about, and I know you can. I love your videos as much as anyone else, but it's a freedom, as Ice-T used to say, freedom, but watch what you say. A person operating in their truth, in this case, comedy, people don't like it. They're taking an extra measure to cause physical harm to somebody.
Yeah.
And what does that do with someone like yourself, who is a creator, who is a person that faces the public? What kind of extra measures do you have to think about while you are deciding to be your authentic self?
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. I mean, a lot of comedians these days, it's like, you know, they're looking at examples like everyone likes to make the reference of like Lenny Bruce as being like the patron saint of comedy. He's the dude that got arrested, you know, so frequently for doing what he did, for using the language that he did. It was pretty serious back in the day.
Yeah.
You know, for comedians who wanted to come out and just say what they wanted. Nowadays, we take it for granted because comedians are some of the, you know, they're some of the trashy, you know, most potty mouth people out there. And everyone wants to claim to be in the tradition of like a Lenny Bruce, where these comedians were really getting in, you know, in some real legal trouble for what they were doing.
Right.
And no one wants to go back to that day. No one wants to go back to that day and age where people were literally being arrested for telling jokes. But we're in a different era. And it's like we're in the era of say whatever you want to say and just keep it moving. Mm-hmm. These comedians don't have employers. Mm-hmm. They don't have to be beholden to anyone.
No
one gets
HR
to tell them.
Right.
No, nobody can complain. I'm going to trust you to keep track of these comments, Greg, because I can't quite see them.
It's okay.
There's no HR office to complain to, and you know they wear it like a badge of honor. Yeah, I offended people. I'm offensive. People have a problem with what I say, and then I get to keep doing my job. And I'm a fierce defender of comedians. I don't really talk about that a lot on my channel, but I love comedians and I love comedy, and it doesn't matter to me. Whether comedians are offensive or not. I believe in a comedian's First Amendment right to say what they want to say. Doesn't mean there won't be consequences, but you know, I've always been the one to make that defense that comedians should be able to get out there and speak what they want to speak, because I have been someone who has studied comedians and comedy from the days of Joey Bishop and Jackie Mason and, you know, these old school, Godfrey, what's his name? Greg, the black comedian from the 60s.
Godfrey Cambridge.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Mm-hmm. You know, old school comedians. I've studied these guys, and it's like, you know, I feel like I'm connected to the history of it, you know, more so. So I do identify with the struggle. And I understand that this is not, you know, comedy didn't start in 2010. Mm-hmm. There's a long history of this. So when we start talking about censoring comedians, now we're getting into some territory that got to the territory of being quite un-American back in the day, censoring people's free speech. Like, I'm just not about it.
Yeah.
It's not to say that some of these guys, women can't be offensive, because they are, a lot of them. Mm-hmm. Let me know what's coming in as far as the comments, Greg.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's kind of tends to be where I stand, just because I feel like I'm so plugged into the history of it all. Mm-hmm. But now we're starting to see some really weird consequences are starting to arise.
Yeah. Someone saying, say what you want, just be ready for the consequences.
Right.
I agree. But again, to a person like yourself who is a creator, how does that help you come out of your shell when you know that people are lurking, ready to cause you harm, ready to go into your comments saying all kinds of bigotry and hate? How do you get through with being your authentic self? And what could you tell folks that might be struggling with this or have anxiety.
Oh, I mean, I've never feared. I've never really feared that somebody was going to jump out of the shadows and tackle me.
Right.
You know, while I was doing my thing, I'm not up there offending people like that. Some of these people some of these people in my comments, you know, even on some of the comedy videos, act like they want to do that. But I don't really have to worry. You know, I'm not a performer who really has to. You all probably know by now, I sing. I'm a singer. That's really my primary occupation. But we don't have to worry about stuff like that, you know. And I feel for these comedians to some degree, because mm-hmm. no one should have to worry about their physical safety mm-hmm. while they're doing their job.
Right.
Nobody should have to worry about their physical safety while they're doing their job.
Right.
So my heart goes out to Dave. My heart goes out to Chris Rock. It's like this is a weird era that we're entering into, and I feel like a lot of people who did not live through the era of Lenny Bruce and others, George Carlin and others, may not have a full appreciation for what it means for comedians and people who speak publicly for a living mm-hmm. to have to worry about what they say and that putting them in danger. Yeah. A lot of people of the, you know, of younger generations may not really fully understand what is at stake mm-hmm. here. This is not, it's not a good precedent.
Yeah.
It's not a good precedent, I don't think.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's interesting. Someone says they can't keep saying whatever they want without repercussions. Their generation doesn't play that. Well,
I don't know what your generation is, so I don't know exactly what he's referring to.
Comedy comedy allows people to escape. They can't be censored. It is un-American, someone else says. Again, the same people who defended Will Smith are also the same people defending Dave, like pick a lane.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of this stuff weirdly just comes down to like, who's your guy? You know, who's your guy? Mm-hmm. Like, who do you like? Mm-hmm. Who you got? Oh, I like Dave Chappelle. Mm-hmm. So I support him in this. Or I like Will Smith. So I support him in this. I'm not a big Chris Rock fan. So, yeah, he had it coming. Mm-hmm. And it's like, yeah, you do have to pick a lane. It's like either you defend a comedian's ability and right to say, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. And let's just respond to it with words. If Will Smith wanted to get disrespectful with Chris Rock, then fine. Mm-hmm. But like the physical violence, you know, on top of that, it just takes it into a different territory.
Yeah.
But I did have someone reach out to me today and said, you know, what about, and someone's pointing it out here in the comments, Dave is fortunate to have people who weren't afraid to stomp the guy out. Mm-hmm. It's like, yeah, this response of like this hyper kind of, you know, violence, like excessive force response.
And as of late, comedy shows where there are teams of people on the stage, that's kind of a new thing. That wasn't happening in the 80s. That wasn't happening in the 90s. But these posses of folks, the promoters and friends and hangers-on, on stage actually with the comedian, that's a new thing. And that worked to his favor, I think, because I didn't see any security initially.
Yeah, that was street justice. I don't know that there really was much security necessarily mm-hmm. that handled that issue. That was a bunch of his boys that just got together and made it do what
they weren't
it do.
Having it. They weren't having it. If you just tuned in again, Dara Star Tucker here has a new podcast. You can get it wherever you get your podcasts.
Says they were there. I'm sorry.
I'm All Over the Place is what it's called. Dara Star Tucker's new podcast. Do us a favor. If you have not subscribed, go do that now. Doesn't cost you anything. And it helps Dara Star Tucker, who you see daily on this app, giving you that premium content. We thank you for that.
Somebody says they were there at the Hollywood Bowl. That's wow. Somebody else says that they just went to see John Mulaney and they got searched before they could get into the show.
Someone says, Dara, you're amazing. They love your stuff.
Thank you so much. I guess there's a couple of schools of thought. Somebody says, I'm not mad at Dave's posse. Mm-hmm. Yeah, to a degree, I'm not
security
either.
Security was all over the venue, someone else says.
Yeah, if it had been security for real, then, you know, there's a way to subdue someone without using the excessive force.
Yeah.
Because if you're law enforcement in any way, shape, or form, once you have subdued a subject, then, you know, if you are seen as using excessive force on top of that, then that could get you in some trouble.
Yeah.
So I will be interested to see what happens with Dave Chappelle, with Jamie Foxx, and with many others whether they end up facing any legal ramifications over this for literally, I mean, they at least dislocated the guy's arm if they didn't break. I don't know if they broke it, mm-hmm. but they at least dislocated this dude's arm.
Yeah.
And, you know, you understand the anger, you understand the backlash, but from a legal perspective, Dave could be in some trouble.
Yeah, it's
possible. Because he literally said in the microphone, I got a few licks in or something to that effect. Mm-hmm. I mean, he said it over the mic, mm-hmm. you know, and I'm sure his adrenaline was flowing and he wasn't thinking about legalities.
Not at all.
But that could be unfortunate. Ironically,
true,
could end up being a legal tangle for Dave.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Saw some roses coming through. Thank you. Thank you so much for that. Thank you yeah. for the love.
I mean,
for Dara.
You can argue somebody said self-defense. You can argue self-defense up to a point. Mm-hmm. But when you got a group of like 10 guys, which there were, just stomping the crap out of somebody after mm-hmm. he's clearly been subdued, I think it's hard to argue that. Mm-hmm. It's hard to argue self-defense.
Thanks for
what's
the popcorn.
What's your favorite? So somebody said, favorite, can you go back to Mel Torme?
Favorite Mel Torme song. Someone asked, favorite, what's your favorite
what
Mel Torme song?
Mm-hmm. Love your work. What's your favorite Mel Torme song? That's a really interesting question for somebody to ask all out of the blue. Mm-hmm. Not that this has anything to do with that.
Detour.
My favorite singer is Mel Torme, so they must have read that somewhere. That's so interesting. I Stardust. I mean, the Christmas song, because Mel Torme wrote it. Mm-hmm. But I love to hear Mel or Nat King Cole sing Stardust, if anyone cares. I am not a lawyer. I could have been a lawyer.
She could have been a lawyer.
I could have been a great many things.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. That's a line from Little Women. I could mm-hmm. have been a great many things.
Wow.
But yeah, I considered journalism. I considered law. A couple of other professions that I considered. No, but I just ended mm-hmm. up, God knows what. I studied international business and German studies in college. And then I did like a year of master's level journalism work, but did not finish my master's degree. Mm-hmm. So that's the situation in which I find myself now, singing and doing random videos on TikTok.
And we will be in Nashville. Dara's band will be in Nashville May 21st. Tickets are almost gone for that. Get them now if you're anywhere near. And then May 28th at the Lowdown in Tulsa, Oklahoma. You can find all that information on DaraStarTucker.com and subscribe to the podcast. That's half the reason we're here. This is kind of a live podcast taping, a live TikTok broadcast here. The podcast is called I'm All Over the Place with Dara Star Tucker. You can get it for free wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes, yes, Dara has a band. Yes, I am a singer. So you can check out a lot of the links in my bio will take you to some places where you can hear about more of what I do and hear the podcast itself. So I'm into a lot, you guys, and the podcast is rightly named I'm All Over the Place. But yeah, somebody asked, did Mel write the Christmas song in July? Yeah, he did. Him and Robert Wells. Mm-hmm. He and Robert Wells
wow.
wrote that in July.
Subscribed. Thank you.
Thank you
so very much
for subscribing to the podcast.
That's awesome.
I feel like we're doing an old timey radio show or something like that. The other thing I did tonight, I'll veer off from Dave for just a second, you guys. Yeah, someone said that dude did attack him with a deadly weapon. That's true. I heard that he had like
a mock gun with
a mock gun. Yeah, with some kind of a knife or whatever. So Dave may be okay. The folks who attacked him might be okay. I don't know. So we'll see. We'll see what comes of that. Yeah. I almost hate that that's even something that has to be considered, because mm-hmm. the dude at least came away with his life. You jump up on stage and attack somebody mm-hmm. and you got to be prepared for whatever. It's just absolute foolishness to do that. And God only knows what was in his mind. What was in that dude's mind.
Exactly right.
You know?
Yeah. They stopped him before he could do some damage.
Well, I mean, I don't know if he had really wanted to pull out a weapon. Like, he's just running around the stage, like trying to get away from people. Like, what did you think was going to come of that? You try to attack somebody on stage and then what? You just go back to your seat, you run away. It was nonsensical. Yeah. I think Dave is okay. I think I saw a report that he was not injured.
Yeah, he did a show.
Somebody says, hey, my former evangelical heathen.
And someone else just subscribed.
I am the greatest heathen, yes, that there ever was. But I try to be wise and informed within my heathenism. So
you're a kind person. You're a kind person.
But yeah, I guess where I just came back from, guys. I actually went to go see Jacob Collier. And I talk a lot about music on my channel. I have a love for a lot of contemporary musicians. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I went to go see Jacob Collier. This is the third time that I have attempted to see Jacob Collier. Mm-hmm. And I dragged Greg there with me because Greg's not the biggest Jacob Collier fan. And for the third time, I've bought tickets three times to see this dude. Three times. One of the times I just didn't go because I just couldn't. I'm like, I can't take his fans. The second time I tried to go, both of these times in Nashville, I sold the ticket to a friend of mine because I'm like, something is not letting me go.
Right.
Tonight, I finally got my butt up because I had bought these tickets 2 years ago before the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I'm going to go.
Concert was rescheduled for
really,
today.
Yeah, I love his music. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I got there and we waited 20 minutes. It was such a hassle to get in. We waited 20 minutes for the show to start. There were so many people in there. It was mm-hmm. like we were being crushed. Thank you so much for the love. Motto Mama said, what is it? Moto Mama said, thank mm-hmm. you for the love. Howdy from Nashville. Hey, we
right
just
on,
left 615. Nashville a couple years
yep.
ago.
We're in New York now. Love Nashville.
But people were just crushed. They were on top of each other and it started to get worse and worse.
Yeah.
And it wasn't a matter of like physical safety, but it was just, I deal with claustrophobia. Not severe, but once it starts to set in, it's like you're fighting this mental battle of like, ugh, you know, I just wanted to scream. Mm-hmm. I wanted to get out of there.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just so loud and the crowd is screaming and Jacob Collier is just running around and jumping on the stage and like,
yes, he was.
You know, he does a great job creating this rock type atmosphere. But I love the small controlled thing that he does. He's a brilliant musician. If you don't know who Jacob Collier is, check him out.
What song was he singing when we left? The one you like, the ballad with Leon LaHavis. What's that called?
Oh, I don't remember what it is, but yeah, somebody's saying the hats. Yeah, I get my hats from all over. I've gotten a few from Ashley Stewart recently.
Kangol, New York City.
Yeah, Greg gets some of his from Kangol. Mm-hmm.
Jersey
City. Hey, Jersey City.
Jersey City, right on. Right on.
Yeah, thank you so much, you guys.
Somebody stands
for the
you
love.
Says you're the best storyteller on TikTok.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, Jacob Collier, check him out. Someone's saying they don't know who he is. He's mind-blowing.
Definitely worth a listen.
He's a mind-blowing artist, but I could not get through that concert. We listened to one song, and I turned to Greg, and I went, I can't do this. I cannot do this. And he grabbed my hand, and Greg piled through that crowd. I mean, it was like slicing through, I don't know, like,
oceans of people.
Like cream
was what
cheese
it really
is
was.
What it felt like moving through cream cheese, trying to get through that crowd to get out of that venue. And once we finally got to the edge of the crowd and there weren't as
dark
many people around,
breathe.
I was like, okay, let me try to see if I can just stay here and watch it from the edge. And we got through like a half a song and it was like, okay.
That's wild.
No, I smell weed. I smell pee. I'm leaving. I cannot.
Somebody, I got to take this one. I'm sorry.
Oh, the
your
background
podcast.
Pictures.
Okay, so this is Larry
Thank
Young.
You for subscribing.
Organist Larry Young, Unity. Thelonious Monk, Genius of Modern Music, Volume 2, I believe. Lee Morgan, Cornbread. Freddie Hubbard, that's Hubtones. Classic artwork from Blue Note Records that Dara actually selected, but all albums that I love and have loved since childhood. We're basically Black American musicians. Some people call it jazz. But we call it Black American music. And the improvisers, the guys that create on the spot, you know, from back in the day, that's who I'm really like influenced by. Dara is too, but she really did some magic with our design. So
yeah.
That's just a little bit.
Some people
bit
think
it.
Those are actual album covers. They're not. They're pictures. They're canvas pictures. So they're about an inch thick and it's
way larger than albums. Yeah. I don't know the dimensions of them, but yeah,
thank you. Somebody Dara says they share my videos on Instagram. Thank you so much for doing that. That's one of the things that's helped me to grow on Instagram is people who share the content outside of the TikTok platform and they actually tag me. It's so helpful. Thank you all for doing that. Yeah, American classical music. That's another good term for it as well. But yeah, I have my second or third attempt to try to see Jacob Collier tonight. It failed. It just went flat on its face. So I did a couple of. If you all aren't following me on Instagram, I'm on Instagram too, and you can get there from the link in my profile. There's a little Instagram icon on my TikTok page, and it'll just take you straight to
Dara Tucker B.
Dara Tucker B. Yeah, it'll take you straight to my Instagram. So I have a couple of a few Instagram stories where I tell the whole story of I'm a singer. Whoever this is asking, I can't read your. I'm so sorry. I'm too far from the screen to read your username. But yeah, I am a singer. That's what I do by trade. So I have albums that are available on Spotify, iTunes, all of that stuff. Just look up Dara Tucker. I'm Dara Tucker on with my music stuff versus Dara Star Tucker. So yeah, if you look me up there, you'll find or the link in my bio has all that stuff on my music. And you can check that out.
Again, we'll be playing May 21st in Nashville. Tickets are almost gone for that. And then May 28th in Tulsa at Lowdown.
Thank you for subscribing.
Thank you for subscribing to the podcast. That's why we're really here. Dara's brand new podcast just came forward. You can get it anywhere on any podcast service. I'm all over the place with Dara Star Tucker.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you all for subscribing. But if you go to my Instagram, you can see the story of my evening trying to go see Jacob Collier. We ended up leaving and going to some sort of a cafe down the street and just
Hudson
getting
a hot
bar at some whatever Whole Foods restaurant down the street. So we had a good night. It was cool. But I felt like I chickened out a little bit. It got to be too much. Thank you. Happy Dave Brubeck Day. Is this his birthday?
Yeah, thank you.
It's pretty cool.
Thank you.
Yeah, but we just wanted to get on and do like a short form. The venue we're playing.
Nashville Jazz Workshop.
Yeah, the Nashville Jazz Workshop. Those tickets are almost gone. So if you're in the Nashville area or know someone who is, you can let them know that we're playing there. There might be a good, 10 tickets left or something?
Something like that.
Yeah, they're getting to the end of the offerings there.
Yeah.
Someone says, I have a rule when I see you on my FYP, I never skip. Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you so much. There are some people, it's funny,
love.
I've actually read from a few people because I use like a higher quality camera. I use a DSLR camera versus the cell phone to do my videos. And they're like, well, the quality of your camera just looks like the commercials that we get in our feed. So I was actually going to skip this, but then I came back to it and I realized that it wasn't a commercial, which is hilarious to me.
Oh,
I've heard several people say that. Yes, this is my husband.
All right. Yes, indeed.
Yes, he is.
Yes, indeed.
I don't like the word husband or hubby, so I just rarely call you that.
Whatever you want to call me, as long as
that's what he is. We don't even wear rings,
cool.
You guys. We're so non-traditional about things. But yeah, we're not non-traditional like Will Smith, Jada Pinkett Smith.
No, not like that.
Non-traditional. It's not that heavy.
No.
But yeah, we're
sort
of non-traditional. Yeah.
Yeah, this is my all in all right here.
Yeah.
100%.
Somebody says, hi, husband.
Hey, how you doing?
Beautiful voice. Thank you so much.
Yes, indeed I am. I picked the right one.
You are what?
I'm married to a queen.
Oh.
That's what they said.
Bless you.
Yep. I picked the right
bless
one.
Bless you.
Again, though, the podcast, if you're just tuning in, Dara's new podcast is called I'm All Over the Place, and you can get it wherever you get your podcasts, Apple, Spotify, Pandora, wherever it is. Subscribe right now. You'll help us tremendously. And we're doing this as sort of a live. This will be like a bonus episode.
Yeah, like a bonus episode. Yeah, if you have reach outs about, someone says they wanted to have me on their podcast, go to my website, darastartucker.com, and on the contact page, you'll find Greg's email. He's my manager, so he'll be able to entertain that kind of thing. Most impactful decision in a person's life, the person that you, I didn't get to finish that. Yeah, someone did say jazz. We have been married. Greg has had a podcast. Greg actually just won the Jazz Journalist Association's award for Podcast of the Year for a podcast that just ended a couple of months ago called
Jazz United.
Jazz United.
Mm-hmm.
So those archived episodes are still up, Jazz United.
They're still up.
But he and Nate Chenin just actually won Podcast of the Year from Jazz Journalists Association. So
thank
if you're
you.
Into jazz and that kind of music, improvisational music, you will love that podcast.
Thank you.
Check that out. How long have we been married? Good Lord, how long? We're actually coming up on
15
years in June. And yes, the most impactful person of a decision, impactful decision of a person's life, yes, is who they marry. I'm an SPED, I don't know what that is, teacher in OKC. I'm from Tulsa.
So And we
By the
will
way,
be in Tulsa.
I'm from Tulsa, Oklahoma. I'll be in Tulsa on
May
28th.
At
a place
at
called Lowdown.
Formerly Duet.
The
Come Lowdown. Join us. Tickets available right now.
Yes, Dave Chappelle got jumped. We talked all about that. Yeah. Someone says, yay, Greg. Yeah. Greg, you got to help me manage these comments.
Thanks.
Marriage is amazing. Me and my wife have been married for 22 years. Congratulations.
Awesome.
May 20th.
That's awesome.
Marriage can be a wonderful thing.
Yes.
It can be a wonderful thing.
Yes. Dara's voice is like a security blanket.
You got to go down a little bit. We're missing stuff. Thank you all for the lovely comments. 13 years. Congratulations.
13. That's awesome.
Oh, Crazy by Patsy Cline. Somebody actually went and found on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that is my highest viewed video on YouTube by far. I sat in with a group called Special Education.
Time Jumpers.
Time Jumpers.
With Vince Gill.
Yeah, and I sang Crazy by Patsy Cline on YouTube. That's
November of...
cool that you actually went and found that.
2017, I think. Yeah.
Interested in the jazz side of TikTok. We'd love to work with you. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm interested in the jazz side of TikTok. I don't quite know what that means.
Well, just get in touch. Email address is on her website.
Yeah, darastartucker.com. And just go find
the contacts. Email address is
there. This is Greg,
there.
And his email address is there. Mm-hmm. So just, please reach out. Mm-hmm. Please reach out. Yeah, I love hanging out with you guys. What do you think about this hype over the dress Kim K wore? I actually didn't see the dress. Are we talking about the Met Gala? I didn't see the dress that she wore. I haven't been doing a good job keeping up with Met Gala happenings, if that's where she wore it. I had to stop keeping up with the Kardashians, to tell you the truth, about 10 years ago. And that was after she married... I'm trying to remember the name of the guy. I'm sure somebody in the comments will know...
The basketball guy?
Yeah, he was a basketball player.
I don't remember.
And that she married,
and
then she divorced him like 2 months after she married him.
She had
all of these endorsements, and it was this ridiculously expensive wedding, and she made all of this money from it. And literally 2 months later, she decided to drop this guy. She's like blubbering and crying, and I don't want to be married. Chris Humphreys, thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
I knew somebody would know it. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be married anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I was done.
Yeah.
I was done with them after that.
Yeah.
And it's still kind of a temptation sometimes to be like, what are they up to and what are they doing? I really have to just stop myself from
with the Kardashians. I'm glad you did.
I can't do them anymore.
I'm not
They're
fans.
Just detestable people.
I do
appreciate the advocacy work that Kim has been doing, here and there to try and shine a light on some injustices that have been done in the legal world. Y'all could probably have a delightful and pleasant arguments. They're not always delightful, I can tell you that.
But
when
you're
coming to Miami,
often.
Hopefully soon.
Yeah.
Black history music story. Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. Are we talking about I don't know what videos they're talking about specifically.
Sure.
I get confused myself. They aren't doing anything important. That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
I think they're talking about the Jazz is Kid Shows, and Jazz is a four-letter word.
Oh,
that happened.
Okay.
As well as That's What Friends Are For, I think you did.
Okay.
Also.
I was going to say, surely we're not going all the way back to Quincy Jones and Herbie Hancock videos.
Those are there too. If you want to see them, just scroll down the profile.
They know.
Wonderful work that you did.
They know.
Wonderful. That's awesome. Well, again, there is a new podcast, Dara Star Tucker. I'm all over the place.
Generation
you can get
Jones.
It
Thank you.
Anywhere you get your podcasts. Subscribe. That's a little way that you can help Dara. There's already two episodes out. The third one will come out this Friday. And we are considering putting this out as a bonus, audio
of
it.
We'll get this one out too.
Share, tell people about it. Thank you so much for your engagement. It makes me happy.
We appreciate it. Yeah. We just wanted to come on and do a real quick episode. Talk about Dave. Talk about this proliferation now of more violence, unfortunately.
Yeah.
It's starting to be associated at least with comedic performances. Hopefully it doesn't spill over into
entertainment
general. Into other areas. I'm sure most entertainers and people who do even what I do are probably just like, oh, dear God, you know, is it safe? We definitely had to be body scanned today at the Jacob Collier concert.
Did.
You guys are perfect together, and that is where your strength
Thank
comes
you.
From. It makes... music. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah.
We'll have
to do a story time on how we met at some point.
You want to do that?
Because that's always, it's always
All
an
right.
interesting story. Maybe we'll make a podcast out of that.
Okay.
You did some anecdotes on different artist movies during Black History Month. Oh, goodness, I'm trying to remember who those people would have been. Y'all, I put out so much content.
She really does.
I don't remember.
Yeah, yeah. But thank you. Thank you for remembering and thank you for enjoying them.
Maybe they're speaking of like Dionne Warwick. Oh, Martha Wash. I did a video on her.
You sure did. Tata Vega.
Warner, I don't want to say Sony, Warner Music, they filed a complaint. I haven't told you guys about that. That the guy Shelby's
hanging in there, right?
Shelby's probably at a protest right now for bodily autonomy for women, considering the opinion that was just leaked. Yeah.
You may just hear something about that.
Yeah, I think Shelby's mom has probably got something to say.
Yeah.
About that situation. But the Martha Wash video that I did, which many of you probably found me from, Warner filed a she will be in her room on punishment. They filed a complaint against a copyright strike against
Thank
that
you,
video. It was specifically requested that they do the copyright strike because of one of the guys, the one who's still alive, mm-hmm. Robert Clavelli's from CNC Music Factory. Like, I had a whole contentious back and forth with him because he didn't like the fact that the information was getting out there that I was talking about what they did to Martha Wash. And he says, oh, you know, you don't know that to be true. And then he completely contradicted himself at one point, saying that, oh, she knew what it was. She knew what the situation was. Yeah, it was a crazy situation. I've never actually talked about that. And I may, but yeah, they took down my Martha Wash video. Maybe, but that was another Black History Month music.
Absolutely.
Situation. Thoughts on the political climate has embedded, I can't really read.
People to act out in violence.
It's possible.
Perhaps,
yeah.
Perhaps.
Generation Jones was great. A couple of people have mentioned that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you guys. I was really actually surprised at how well that video caught on. Mm-hmm. My grandmother was the first Black.
Grandfather was the first Black starter at Kansas University. I'm guessing basketball. Will roommates. That's awesome.
Wow.
That's awesome.
That's really cool.
And a lot of people don't know, Wilt Chamberlain was one of the partners in the original Smalls Paradise Club in New York City, incubator for a lot of great music in the late 50s, early 60s. Wilt the Stilt.
Maurice King.
Very cool. Props to him.
Very cool.
Props to him.
Yeah. Well, you guys, thanks for hanging with us this evening. We're going to wrap up. This was supposed to be a little mini episode, so thanks for hanging with us. This episode will be available on the podcast. I'm all over the place, so if you haven't subscribed, you can go ahead and do that. But thanks for hanging out with us tonight, and I've got more content coming for you tomorrow. We're going to get that second half of the Race is a Social Construct. Race is Not Real. Going to get the second half of that one put out tomorrow. And I have a bunch of other stuff in the queue. I'm going to keep talking about Sesame Street. I'm just on a Sesame Street like tear right now.
Oh, my goodness.
So I've got some more content coming out around Sesame Street. So if you guys like that stuff, there's more coming.
Again.
That I'm really excited about.
I'm all over the place with Dara Star Tucker. Brand new podcast. If you've just joined this broadcast, subscribe wherever you get your podcast. I've got to say it.
All right. They know about
and
the podcast.
And then, Dara will be performing with her band in Nashville.
May 21st. Tulsa, May 28th.
Tulsa, May 28th.
Go to the website, darastartucker.com
for tickets.
That information.
Get them now while they're still available. They're actually going fast, thankfully.
Yep. Wonderful. All right, you guys. Sleep well, get lots of rest, unless you're on the other side of the world, in which
good morning,
and have a great work day. We're glad to be hanging with you. See y'all in Tulsa. Right. All right. Yeah. Please come say hi. If you are one of my TikTok followers and you come to one of my shows, please come and say hi and let me know who you are, because I love it when you guys come out to shows. So I'm looking forward to seeing you there. Really looking forward to it. Okay.
Be good.
Good night, you guys.